If you knew you were about to spend the final 5 minutes of your life here upon the earth, what do you think your focus would be? Many have come to that stark realization along this journey. It could be the final 5 minutes upon one's deathbed, soldiers in the day of battle, watching a life-ending accident that's rolling out in front of you. It could be the terrible terrorist disaster of 9-1-1 when people jump from skyscrapers to their certain death to escape the horrific flames, or those on board Flight 93 who drove the plane into the ground and sudden death to protect other Americans. During those final 5 minutes, careers, new homes, cars, vacations, and investment portfolios will not be the focus. The focus will be regrets, goodbyes, and the ultimate quandary. The ultimate quandary. What's next? To the born again, to those washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, to those who have invested their lives in the cross of Christ, there will be the marvelous expectation of the blessed hope. John chapter 11, verses 25 through 27, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She saith unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. Again, Jesus said in John chapter 14, verses 1 through 3, Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. But those who have not been born again, those who have not been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ or invested their lives in the cross of Christ have very bleak and dire expectations. Pre-planning is necessary if the dire expectations are to be avoided. If you are not born again, you can change your situation now. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Your final 5 minutes can be filled with glorious expectations versus ominous ones. Now for today's subject. God said, Job chapter 41, verses 1 through 34, Canst thou draw out Leviathan with an hook, or his tongue with a cord which thou lettest down? Canst thou put an hook into his nose, or bore his jaw through with a thorn? Will he make many supplications unto thee? Will he speak soft words unto thee? Will he make a covenant with thee? Wilt thou take him for a servant forever? Wilt thou play with him as with a bird? Or wilt thou bind him for thy maidens? Shall the companions make a banquet of him? Shall they part him among the merchants? Canst thou fill his skin with barbed irons or his head with fish spears? Lay thine hand upon him. Remember the battle. Do no more. Behold, the hope of him is in vain. Shall not one be cast down even at the sight of him? None is so fierce that dare stir him up. Who then is able to stand before me? Who hath prevented me that I should repay him? Whatsoever is under the whole heaven is mine. I will not conceal his parts, nor his power, nor his comely proportion. Who can discover the face of his garment? Or who can come to him with his double bridle? Who can open the doors of his face? His teeth are terrible round about. His scales are his pride, shut up together as with a close seal. One is so near to another that no air can come between them. They are joined one to another. They stick together that they cannot be sundered. By his kneesings a light doth shine, and his eyes are like the eyelids of the morning. Out of his mouth go burning lamps, and sparks of fire leap out. Out of his nostrils goeth smoke, as out of a seething pot or cauldron. His breath kindleth coals, and the flame goeth out of his mouth. In his neck remaineth strength, and sorrow is turned into joy before him. The flakes of his flesh are joined together, they are firm in themselves, they cannot be moved. His heart is as firm as a stone, yea, his heart as a piece of the nether millstone. When he raiseth up himself, the mighty are afraid. By reason of breakings, they purify themselves. The sword of him that layeth at him cannot hold, the spear, the dart, nor the habergeon. He esteemeth iron as straw, and brass as rotten wood. The arrow cannot make him flee. Sling stones are turned with him into stubble. Darts are counted as stubble. He laugheth at the shaking of a spear. Sharp stones are under him. He spreadeth sharp pointed things upon the mire. He maketh the deep to boil like a pot. He maketh the sea like a pot of ointment. He maketh a path to shine after him. One would think the deep to be hoary. Upon earth there is not his like, who is made without fear. He beholdeth all high things. He is a king over all the children of pride. Man said, dinosaurs died out 65 million years ago and never lived side by side with man. The Bible's account of these creatures just can't be true. Now the record. When God's word declares a thing, you can be sure it's true. It may take man thousands of years to discover the reality, but nevertheless, reality it is. No matter how bizarre it may sound, it's true. Psalms 119, verse 160, "Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever." For just over 6,000 years now, Satan has paraded before the world the champions of carnaldom, who have stood to blaspheme the God of heaven, challenging every tenet, every proclamation in the Word of God, only to fail time after time after miserable time. This latest crop of Satan's Goliaths will crumble and fall as did all of their predecessors. God's Word will remain God's Word, the standard of all that is true and holy, a place to build a life. God Said, Man Said presently hosts 424 marvelous subjects that certify the inerrant veracity of the Word of God. They are all archived in text and streaming audio. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, they grow by one. It is critical to the believer that God's absolutes be absolutely absolute, and they are. Welcome to God Said, Man Said. We're so glad you've come. A member of the God Said, Man Said team placed upon my desk a news report published by Reuters on March 17, 2009, titled, "Fossil Sea Monster's Bite Makes T-Rex Look Feeble." Monsters of the reptilian family, such as Tyrannosaurus rex, have been elevated to poster child status. They are diligently sought out at great expense to be placed on display in science museums around the globe. Museum personnel regale the public with stories of these colossal creatures, telling their dazzled audience that these giants of creation lived long before man, finally dying out some 65 million years ago. According to pseudoscience, man did not live contemporaneously with dinosaurs. This is in direct contradiction to the Bible. Keep in mind that the word dinosaur was not coined until the mid-1800s. God's word speaks of these creatures numerous times, often in great detail. The Bible speaks of the Leviathan, behemoth, fiery flying serpents, the cockatrice, and dragons, with some of these creatures breathing fire. Does the fire sound bizarre? Click on the fire-breathing dragons and fiery flying serpents. Could it be true? Could man have lived contemporaneously with these giant creatures? This reminds me of the following short quote from God Said, Man Said's Dinosaurs and Man Contemporaneously. Concerning the long age claims of pseudoscience, Albert Ingalls had this to say regarding apparent human footprints in rock in the periodical Scientific American. "If man, or even his ape ancestor, or even that ape ancestor's early mammalian ancestor existed as far back as the Carboniferous period in any shape, then the whole science of geology is so completely wrong that all the geologists will resign their jobs and take up truck driving. Hence, for the present at least, science rejects the attractive explanation that man made these mysterious prints in the mud of the Carboniferous period with his feet." End of quote. Could it be true? Has soft tissue found in purported 65-million-year-old dinosaur fossils sent the evolutionists to the tall grass looking for a new understanding of fossilization to cover the obvious age discrepancy? Have footprints of man and dinosaurs been found in the same strata? Does paleontology reluctantly say yes? Have ancient records declared their existence? Do ancient cave pictographs tell of the giant reptiles living contemporaneously with man? Does England have 216 locations named after these creatures? Does the water canopy in the days before the flood explain it all? Should the evolutionary geologists get their CDLs for truck driving? The answer to all the above is, of course, yes. At the end of this feature, we will list a host of articles dealing with what God's Word has to say about these terrible lizards and the age of the earth. Keep in mind the following verses as you read the Reuters article mentioned earlier, Job 41:7-10. Canst thou fill his skin with barbed irons, or his head with fish spears? Lay thine hand upon him, remember the battle. Do no more. Behold, the hope of him is in vain. Shall not one be cast down, even at the sight of him? None is so fierce that dare stir him up. Who then is able to stand before him? Then Job 41:14-25, and then 33-34. Who can open the doors of his face? His teeth are terrible round about. When he raiseth up himself, the mighty are afraid. By reason of breakings they purify themselves. Upon earth there is not his like, who is made without fear. He beholdeth all high things. He is a king over all the children of pride. Reuters follows. Oslo, a giant fish fossil sea monster found in the Arctic and known as Predator X, had a bite that would make T-Rex look feeble, scientists said Monday. The 50-foot-long Jurassic-era marine reptile had a crushing 33,000 pounds per square inch bite force, the Natural History Museum of Oslo University said of the new find on the Norwegian Arctic archipelago of Svalbard. With a skull that's more than 10 feet long, you'd expect the bite to be powerful, but this is off the scale, said Jorn Hurum, an associate professor of vertebrate paleontology at the museum, who led the international excavation in 2008. It's much more powerful than T-Rex, he said of the plesiosaur reptile that would have been a top marine predator. Tyrannosaurus rex was a top land carnivore among dinosaurs. The scientists reconstructed the predator's head and estimated the force by comparing it with the similarly shaped jaws of alligators in a park in Florida. The calculation is one of the largest bite forces ever calculated for any creature. The museum said of the bite, estimated with the help of evolutionary biologist Greg Erickson from Florida State University. Predator X's bite was more than 10 times more powerful than any modern animal and 4 times the bite of a T-Rex, it said of the fossil, reckoned at 147 million years old. Alligators, crocodiles, and sharks all now have fearsome bites. The teeth of the plesiosaur, belonging to a new species, were a foot long. The scientists reconstructed the reptile from a partial skull and 20,000 fragments of skeleton. The plesiosaur, estimated to have weighed 45 tons, was similar to, but had more massive bones than another fossil sea monster found on Svalbard in 2007, also estimated at 50 foot long and the largest plesiosaur to date. It's not complete enough to say it's really bigger than 15 meters, Hurum said of the new fossil. Hurum had said of the first fossil plesiosaur that it was big enough to chomp on a small car. He said the bite estimates for the latest fossil forced a rethink. This one is more like it could crush a Hummer, he said, referring to General Motors' large sport utility vehicle. Among other findings were that the plesiosaur had a small, thin brain shaped like that of a great white shark, according to scans by Patrick Druckenmiller of the University of Alaska. Plesiosaurs preyed upon squid-like animals, fish, and other marine reptiles. Predator X had 4 huge flippers to propel itself along, perhaps using just 2 at cruising speeds, and the others for a burst of speed, end of quote. God declares the end from the beginning. Man's latest discoveries continue to say, yes. This feature is just another proof that God is. God said, Leviathan, upon earth there is not his like, Job 41:33. Man said, dinosaurs died out 65 million years ago and never lived side by side with man. The Bible's account of these creatures just can't be true. Now you have the record.